talk about one of the only teams around here that's got two meets under their belt. That's you. Or and, you know, Cambridge, stuff like that. You've already got two meets under your belt already.
Yeah. pretty nice to get a little bit of action in early on in March. It's not often that you are able to do that. We had a pretty good day last Saturday weather-wise, and then a little bit of the opposite yesterday. But it's good to go through that experience and kind of experience both of those weather conditions in March, and that'll help set us up for April.
Yeah, when the news came in yesterday that Aurora canceled their invite, I thought, okay, is it going to be a snowball effect? And Perkins had one, and Southern Valley had one, and Wilcox Hildreth had one. But well, everything kind of west of Kearney went ahead. It was fine, a little chilly, but it was good to get a meeting, because most likely some of these meets you just can't make up.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't too bad out there. It was a little chilly with the wind. It was nice and sunny, which was great. If it wouldn't have been windy, it wouldn't have been bad at all. But definitely by the end of the meet, it was getting pretty cold.
Yeah, if you had a cloud cover and windy, whew, it would have been probably really, really cold out.
Yeah, that would not have been enjoyable. Yeah. But yeah, luckily the sun was out, and it was a pretty good week for that. And we'll see how next week goes. Mm-hmm. Early on, a little bit of cold and cloudy and windy and maybe some snow, so we'll see how that goes.
I know, just a little bit from last week at down at Cambridge, that was just a three-team meet. I know with Coach Kent down there, so just kind of a meet to get things started, kickstart the season. You put some kids in some not a lot of events, didn't load up anything. It was good, just a good kickoff meet, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was, and all three schools had a lot of people gone for a youth group trip, which is great. But yeah, it was just a fun relay event, a lot of different things that kids won't probably run again, and you know, some thrower 4x2s and 4x1s, and they really enjoyed that. So it was just really fun to get out and do some different events that we're not going to do and have some fun.
Did they not keep team scoring yesterday?
No.
Okay, I kept looking to score, so it's a non-scoring meet. But let's start with the girls. If they would have kept team scoring, I think, I don't know if you go back and score it and try to see where you are, I think you would have done pretty well.
Yeah, they listed the scores on the sheets. They just didn't have an official official scoring. And, yeah, girls-wise would have been pretty high up there. Alma was really tough. And so I think we would have been top three if they – I haven't gone and done the math on that. But, yeah, girls competed really well. Boys on the track did really well. And just need to step up in the field a little bit and get some points out of that. But, yeah, overall, I thought both teams competed really well, especially considering the conditions.
Let's go highlights. Some of your event winners. You had, of course, 4x1, we were talking before, and your 4x100-meter relay on the girls' side off to a good start.
Yeah, we cut a second off of our time from the Cambridge relay. That was one of the relays we were able to fill out there. And I thought they ran a pretty good race, pretty clean handoffs. The backstretch was pretty tough with that wind coming right at them. So, I mean, there's plenty of time to cut off there. But, yeah, pretty pleased with their handoffs and the work they've done there on the 4x1 already.
Your field events, and I know an area you coach in the high jump, had been very pleased with that.
Yeah, high jump, we had a good day. We went second. Bryn got sixth, Caitlin got seventh, and then Peyton got second for us. So pretty successful day in the high jump. Peyton got 5 foot, which is a pretty good mark this early in the season. And for her, you know, that was kind of her goal last year, to get that consistently. And to get that the first meet's huge. So high jump was very, very successful for us, for sure.
She and Ann Bowes kind of just went head-to-head there. And I guess Bowes won on just fewer misses, right?
Yeah, the at 410, I think Bowes got it her first attempt, and Peyton got it on her third. But yeah, they were, you know, that's going to be a good competition all year long, because we'll see Southern Valley quite a few times. Mm-hmm. Bose is a great jumper, so it's good competition.
Your vault, you got a runner-up finish in the girls' pole vault as well.
Yeah, Anastasia got second for us there at 8 foot. And then Alyssa Coe got sixth for us. So those two are going to do really well for us, and they're going to push each other. And you know, both of those are on our top five all time at Southwest in the pole vault, so it's going to be a good season for both of them to continue to get better and better each meet.
Boy, when it's windy and cold to get up on a pole once again on the vault, that's kind of tough, isn't it, sometimes, isn't it?
Yes, it was a little bit of a wind block, but I think the wind still got down there to the vault, and anytime there's any wind, it throws you off. So yeah, it's always tough conditions for sure.
All right, sticking with the girls, other field events, your throws. You had some medals there as well.
Yeah, discus-wise, I think we all had either PRs or close to PRs or season records. Aubrey Siebel got fifth for us, and then Atlee and Kira were right outside of medal placing. in the discus, and in the shot, Atlee got fifth, and then Aubrey and Ashlyn were just a couple, probably a couple inches off of placing as well. So girls' throws did really well for us, and they all improved upon their previous throws for sure.
Yeah, you can start every meet, Coach, with your events, your field events. You can get off to a pretty good start in some of these events, this meets with your field events, can't you?
Yeah, it's always nice to get some field event points going, and I think we've got some good opportunity there. Bryn got fourth for us in the triple jump, and she's been doing really well there too. So, field events are going to be a good way to set us up, get some momentum rolling for those running events.
All right, you got some points. I think it's hurdles. I think some of the sprints. You just kind of skipping around here. You had some medalists in those two events as well.
Yeah, Anastasia got second for us in the 100-meter hurdles, ran 17 seconds, which isn't too bad for her in the first meet in that. And then Peyton got seventh in the 100 for us. Couple of girls right outside of that, too, with Allison and Alyssa. They were a couple, like, 2/10 out of medal there. Mm-hmm. And then, Caitlin Adams ran 300 hurdles without really practicing much. And this week she just decided she wanted to get into that and ran a pretty good time, got seventh place medal there. 200, Aubrey ran that for the first time for us, and she was, I think, a second out of placing too. So decent turnout on the track for sure.
Skip to the boys now. In the boys division, you had a couple of first place. Your middle distance guys, you had a first in the 400, the half, and also your mile relay at the end came away the first.
Yeah, pretty good meet on the track for the boys for sure. Nathan ran a really good 400, 56 seconds is pretty solid, especially with the back stretch of wind he had to run through. Then Mitchell coming in he's been dealing with a little bit of injuries, a little bit of an ankle injury, and ran a really good 800 to come away with a pretty easy first place medal there. And then both those guys are on the 4x4 along with Trent Williams and Jacob Barber. Those guys were able to put it together. Yeah, really good mile relay at the end. I think they're all pretty tired. They'd all ran quite a few events, and it was, you know, just to fight through that cold was pretty good. They ran a good race.
So those guys, and that's, you get some warm weather and some more time to practice, and some of those, they'll lower those times even more, won't they?
Yeah, for sure. Getting some better weather is going to help a lot of that for sure. You have a lot less tightness, and then... Yeah, we got a lot of meets ahead of us. I think they'll drop those times considerably.
Had some other kids do some things. I know you had Austin Thompson once again in the distance. That's some good distance kids. The Garrett kid from Med Valley, and the Hernandez kid from Bertrand. That's some good distance kids, didn't you?
Yeah, this is a pretty tough distance. I mean, there's a really good Franklin kid as well. Austin, he's been struggling with some injuries as well, so he got a pretty good 2-mile time in for us, and he ran a really good leg on the 4x8. One of the probably his best 4x8 legs I've seen him run. So yeah, really pleased with that. Noah Coe ran a mile and 2 mile, got a 7th place medal, which was big for him.
That's a newcomer. You had a couple of freshmen, kind of maybe some newbies for the first time, get their feet wet in varsity action, didn't they?
Yeah, we did. And Gage Hammond was one of those freshmen for us. He got 6th in the pole vault, and his brother Gavin got 5th for us. And Gavin kind of got thrown in the 4x8. He didn't know he was going to be running that, but we had an opening there, and he stepped up and ran that for us. We got us 2nd place there for a good, pretty good time for a 4x8 with a lot of kids that hadn't ran that before. Jacob Barber, he ran a pretty good 800 in the 4x8 as well as the open. He got 4th in the open 800. So, yeah, the freshman class has got some guys that are going to help us for sure.
Overall, for the day, cold conditions, everything, for that first big meet with a lot of teams, kids, not a bad effort at all, was it?
No, pretty pleased with that. A lot of kids, as their first meet, they didn't get in the action in Cambridge. And, considering the weather, I thought we competed really well and competed really hard and had some really good times and distances and heights. So very pleased. It was a good stepping stone, but it sets us up for some success down the road.
You're going to come back next Thursday, aren't you?
Yep, got next Thursday at the Highline Invite. Mm-hmm. Weather looks pretty good so far. Hopefully that holds.
Because that's been a meet in the past where you've had to bundle up with layers before.
Yeah, it's typically a pretty chilly one. I think last year, maybe it was the year before, had some snow coming down. Mm-hmm. And they've expanded it a little bit. I think there's 14 teams there now. And we'll get to see some teams that we typically won't the rest of the year. I think Maxwell's there, Elm Creek, Wilcox Hildreth, so a few other teams that will. I think Heartland Lutheran's one from Grand Island, so it'll be nice to see some other teams.